Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea issues threat to U.S. and South Korea. North Korea today issued a threat of a preemptive nuclear strike as a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang after its most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stangerone of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has become more belligerent lately.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops are engaged in the military exercises around which North Korea often issues threats. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden kicked off a five-day trip to the Middle East on Monday, addressing U.S. airmen stationed in the Al Dhafra Air Force Base near the United Arab Emirates capital of Abu Dhabi. He referred to ISIS by its Arab pejorative, Daesh.
We have to squeeze the heart of Daesh in Iraq and Syria, so they can't continue to pump their poison into the region and the rest of the world. And that's what we're doing with our coalition partners. We're hitting Daesh fighters and leaders harder than ever. We're making it harder for them to maneuver. We're cutting off their lifeline, their oil revenues, and their finances.
He dismissed Islamic State insurgents as criminals and cowards in an interview with the Abu Dhabi newspaper, The National. Mr. Biden pressed the U.S. case for a negotiated peace settlement to end the five-year civil war in Syria, ruling out a military solution. Now, peace talks are set to resume again later on this week in Geneva as a truce has sharply curtailed fighting in recent days. This is VOA News.